the time it goes. Good morning, Boston. You are tuned in to WMFO Medford. This is A-Ball in the AM. It is nice to be with you guys today. Good morning and welcome to your Monday. I hope that you have blessings this week in whatever you're doing. And I'm going to get started with Live For Your Diet Radio in just a moment after we play a quick track, quick few tracks. Peace.
Something is lost. Equivalent exchanges and just another toss around expression. How the best is yet to come, but now the ground is testing. The sound effects, but frowning sets the mood. Around is best, but now what's best for you is not to guess. The rest is set to prove. The quest is just a bet we get to lose. That's a game that we play, and I get it. I've said it so much that you tend to forget it. I'm letting the sediment settle in. I've never been ahead enough to even be considered a gentleman.
Side. Counting money on a big yacht. That's what I'm trying to be in about five. Y'all trying to fuck up my vibe. Wise, dumb it down. Lifting off cause I'm coming down. Shots, let me get another round. Yeah, look at the seaside. Counting money on a big yacht. That's what I'm trying to be in about five. Y'all trying to fuck up my vibe. Wise, dumb it down. Gang, lifting off cause I'm coming down. Stand in my ground. Let me get another round. Stand defeated. Open the signal man. Shock for locking inside of my mind. Pain, can't mean it's a campaign. Lame with y'all for always trying to hang. I'm not really with the BG. 18, y'all more like D-League. I stand on my ground. Stand on my ground. You thought I was sleeping, but I'm in the shit. I'm like shocked. I'm looking inside of my mind. I'm myself like I'm fine. I'm still you're telling you now. I've been in for a minute. In the sand, I feel it. I'm trying to be comfortable. 18, y'all more like a rolling up. I'm packing this shit on the die. So many thought I was living, but I'm in this. Told you I'm motivated. Here, you're locking myself. I'm confined. I'm still you're telling you now. I've been in for a minute. I'm thundering. Y'all trying to be funny. I'm trying to get rolling up. Packing this shit on the die. So many hits. I'm making double this. With a hotter system be thundering. Y'all goofy, no funny shit. Like, stand on my ground.
Stand on my ground.
Stand on my ground. Hate it. Look at them bounce.
Look at them bounce.
Look at them bounce. Shaking. Give me the crown.
Give me the crown.
Give me the crown. Take it. Look at the count.
Look at the count.
Look at the count. Pay me. Stand on my ground.
Stand on my ground.
Stand on my ground. Hate it. Look at them bounce.
Look at them bounce.
Look at them bounce. Shaking. Give me the crown.
Give me the crown.
Give me the crown. Take it. Look at the count.
Look at the count.
Look at the count. Pay me.
She wanna bounce, she wanna bounce, she wanna bounce. Give me a second of looking around. Talking irrelevant, look at us now. Coming uptown to a place. Fire, bit that potto. Heavy thotto with this shit on my Moscato. Buy my granite on the bottle. Don't fish with this shit. Black eye, you a bitch. Complain about it here. Off track, you ain't shit. But this not it. Got the whole team lit. Don't pass him a split. Blast off like buzz. All of this for the love. Come down with the luck. Got all of y'all stuck. Not a part of my team. Not a part of my clique. Not a part of my club. Scrubby look a little fuck. Old team in the clouds. Don't think that we coming down. No
team in the clouds. Don't think we coming down. Old team in the clouds. Staying up, we never know. Whole team in the clouds, staying up, we never down. Whole team in the clouds, going up, we never down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The hours are gone when you looking away. Sleeping well, they gon' whisper your fate. You could just burn out any day. Value depreciate, so positive y'all can just wait for another. Trying to get rich with my brother's blood. Suckers built like fuck ruckus, better buck up, waiting for my rock up. Drugged up, but your bruh, stop. Don't make you gutter. That's brought up with the buzz and the dust. And too much clutter. The bush, we hovering, keep the car running, we running in. We could go humble, go dumb again. Caught a W, ain't no me then. So I'ma go, and no one knows what I ever went through in life. Yeah, and y'all can hold all that gold, slit my throat with that knife. Oh, yo, follow hoes like dominoes that only end up in strife. And them common folk wanna come and quote, that's paying a premium price. This ain't even no height, it's an ELO life. It's that read with no right, it's that freeze with no rice. It's that freeze with no ice, it's that sea with no lights. This a GTA heist, make the keys your whole slice. Yeah, got the piece with no pipe, hate to leave the hoe, she too nice. Stand on my ground,
stand on my ground,
stand on my ground, hate it. Look at them bounce,
look at them bounce,
look at them bounce, shake it. Give me the crown,
give me the crown,
give me the crown, take it. Look at the count,
look at the count,
look at the count, pay me. Stand on my ground,
stand on my ground,
stand on my ground, hate it. Look at them bounce,
look at them bounce,
look at them bounce, shake it. Give me the crown,
give me the crown,
give me the crown, take it. Look at the count,
look at the count,
look at the count.
Shout out to LFOD Radio.
We in the building.
LFOD Radio.
LFOD Radio. Live Free or Die Radio on 91.5.
LFOD Radio. Oh, oh.
You are now tuned in to LFOD Radio. Live Free or Die. I am your host, Uncle Sam. This is episode 154, and we're about to be joined by Pomegranate. They brave the snow and sleet and rain and all that beautiful New England weather to get down here tonight. Very excited to talk to these guys. Biggest show yet in terms of numbers. And we're going to waste no time getting into that tonight. Normally, this is the part where Amanda and A-Ball say hello, but they're unavailable tonight. A-Ball's actually in New York City. He just did a dance competition out there. He went out of town. I haven't gotten the full briefing, but he'll be sharing that next week, and Amanda will be letting us know what she was into as well. Then they usually say, hey, Sam, how was your weekend? And so we'll just pretend that happened. I went out to G.O.D.'s record listening party this weekend. Shout out G.O.D. on and them. That was out there at Q Division Studios. Very excited for that album. If you missed that interview, I would check that out. It's a couple back. That's how we kicked off the season. And definitely stay tuned for that record. He's got some joints on there, you know, and probably maybe more than you're expecting. That I Don't Care record is out now as well. Shout out to everyone that was out there. Ran into some good people. And then other than that, we're just, you know, getting ready for more LFOD. If you are tuned in on the broadcast, you can hear that episode that I just talked about and all our other ones on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, and pretty much any other podcast app. There's like 150 more. If you subscribe, you'll get the new ones right away. Otherwise, you can follow us at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook, and then you'll get new ones there. Before we get into this, we got to give a shout out to our patrons one more time. And we got to shout out the record company for sharing their space. We're going to get into some new music. I got a couple for you. This guy just messaged us asking us if we needed beats. I said, hey, you never know, send us something. And he sent us something. So shout out. That's Robbie Nelson. This is called Frenemy. You're tuned in to LFOD Radio.
Been getting high since you left. Felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Every day's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah. Been getting high since I left. Felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Every day's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah. Been getting high since you left. I felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world in your chest, yeah. Everything's a blessing, I can learn from the rest now, yeah. Been getting high since you left. I felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Everything's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah.
Hey, how you feel? Like I'm on that vibe, like that wind is live. In the city, take my time with you, yeah. Hey, how you feel? Like I'm on that vibe, like that wind is live. In the city, take my time with you, yeah. Hey, how you feel? Like I'm on that vibe. Take my time,
yeah. Been getting high since you left. I felt alive in the vibe while I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Everything's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah. Been getting high since you left. I felt alive in the vibe while I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Everything's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah.
Heating up, we can get enough, ay, ay, ay. And keep it up, can't make this shit up, ay, ay, ay. Collect the buck, cause they fuck with us, ay, ay, ay. But it's not enough if I'm coming up and you're not here with me. Heating up, we can get enough, ay, ay, ay. And keep it up, can't make this shit up, ay.
Since you left, I felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest, yeah. Every day's a blessing, we can learn from the rest now, yeah. Been getting high since you left. I felt alive in the fire where I slept now, yeah. I found the world on my chest.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
And we're back, LFOD Radio. We set that off with Frenemy from Robbie Nelson, Luminous Tomb from I-9, and Audley off the Juan Cosby record. And that last record was Count from Pomegranate. They join us now. What's happening, y'all?
What up?
What's going
what
on?
Up?
How's it going?
What's going on?
We're cracking.
Packed in here.
Packed it in.
So before we even get into this, I think it would be cool if everyone, let's go left to right, introduce yourselves so people know whose voice they're hearing when you're talking, and just say what you do in the group.
I'm Charlie Mixwell. I'm basically producer, engineer.
Word.
Delekinetic, rapper, producer.
I'm Everett
Gibbons. Mainly rapper.
I'm Everett Gibbons. I'm just an artist, musical artist. I don't know. I like to make a couple beats.
I'm Joey Roxett, and I do a little bit of rapping, a little bit of singing.
What's up? I'm Brill. I'm an engineer, producer, and I sing. I sing sometimes too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's
good boy.
Yeah. Oh, he sang. Oh, he sang.
He edited those tracks for us. Thank you, man.
That boy can sing. Super clean.
These guys have filthy mouths. So, I didn't actually know that many of you produced.
Count?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Count was.
Who did Count?
Yeah, I actually made Stella, Count. Yeah. Yeah, I made that beat.
What's up?
I think every song that we sent you is produced by
besides me, because I don't do that. I need to start. But
do you guys lock in and like create the beats together, or does one of you come with the beat and say, hey, let's get to this?
It varies. I make a bunch of beats by myself, and sometimes I'll just like pull up a bunch and it would be like, yeah, I got something written to that, and then go in. Sometimes me and Bri will sit down and make a beat, and we'll all be in there. It just varies all the time, whatever we're feeling at the moment.
Yeah, 90% of the beats are these two guys.
If I bring a beat in, it's like out of the blue, and then I'm like, yo, I think I got one. I think I made a good one, guys. Yeah. Like, yo, this one might be good.
We never try to like necessarily just shut down an idea. It's like, you don't do that, so you don't get to do that. It sounds dope. So a lot of times, like you guys said, you'll bring in a beat that's like just a loop, something like that, and like we just load it up and we take a look at it together and arrange it into something that sounds more like a story, and then we go from there. So it's really, it's a team effort. It's a team effort for sure.
Yeah.
It's good to have everyone knowing their way around a studio too, because then you can add those little sprinkles.
You know? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's definitely like one of the things that like helps as like as a group, you know what I mean? Like I'll write a verse, have a beat, and then like, you know, Ev will come in with a hook or Joe will come in with a hook. And then even once everything's recorded, we think the song's done, like Bri will throw something on there and that just makes it a whole, you know, adds a whole nother vibe to the song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, for sure.
Run a vibe.
Yeah. Run a vibe.
They can't hear you saying
that. Go ahead
and
run a little vibe.
Run a vibe.
We're like at our mic capacity here, and we have more mics than we normally have. So, so that was off Volume 2, and you dropped two EPs this year.
Yes.
So congrats. Working hard.
Thank you, man.
Ryan.
And I know you're working on another. You're dropping previews every Monday.
Those are called like Palm Mondays. And
Palm Mondays are.
I just realized that's like, is that a religious thing? Like a Palm Sunday?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
is that a
no, not at all.
Sounds like it, but not.
Yeah, we'll go with that from now on. Palm Monday is just listening. Like, you know, it's just something that I think we try and keep something consistent, so it's like you always hear from us at least once a week. So the Palm Mondays is a way for us to try and give people a little bit of insight into like what it looks like when we do what we do. So right now it's a lot of like a lot of the songs that you've heard on Palm Mondays are all songs that have been released, but right. they're more so like a visual of like the name to the face. Because mm-hmm. there's so many of us that for people who don't necessarily know who we are, they can't distinguish between each person. So when you can hear a voice and put it to a face, it makes it a little bit easier to follow as we continue to release right. new music. Me and Mixie have things in the work along with the rest of us that are like behind the scenes for like how we're making beats and things like that. So it's just to kind of give more of an insight into how the things that we make come to fruition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why Monday?
Mondays suck. You gotta get something to make you happy.
Yeah, basically. You gotta give people
Mondays
something for the
suck.
Week.
That's awesome.
You gotta brighten up the day, right?
I do, yeah. So I did a thing too. Like, every Tuesday that it rains and or precipitates, I put out like a free verse thing. So it was like Palm Mondays to like, we're just trying to just, you know, keep ourselves semi-responsible for putting out, you know, consistent content. Yeah. Trying to hold ourselves accountable more so than anything. You know what I mean? Palm Monday doesn't need to be the, you know, the thing that, you know, but it is something like kind of we just hold ourselves accountable to do, you know what I
You'll
mean?
You'll see the momentum from
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is, you know, it's
a lot of the times we almost forget, like we'll like it'll be like last minute on Monday and we'll be like, oh yeah, it's Palm Monday. We gotta throw something.
You guys need to remember it's Palm Monday.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So speaking of Palm, I know what it means, but I was talking to someone recently and they're like, yeah, I saw those guys at the show and it's pretty cool, but then they explained their name and I was like really into it. So can one of you explain what pomegranate means for us?
All right.
All
right, so pomegranate. And I always say it like this, we spell it wrong on purpose. We're not illiterate. Pomegranate, P-O-M-A-G-R-A-N-I-T-E. P-O-M-A is part of Massachusetts. It's where I'm from. Joey, I think you were born there.
Originally from Mass.
Yeah. She's got a New Hampshire tattoo.
Yeah, I'm living there. That's my, you know.
That's
the granite.
I love it.
It's the second half of it. I guess that's the reason is that we all
a little mixture, much, man.
All of us kind of just hop over, you know, from New Hampshire to Massachusetts, not really thinking about it, and it's kind of like in a weird spot in between Boston and pretty much Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So who's from New Hampshire here originally?
We all live in New Hampshire right now.
Okay. Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of us were born in Massachusetts. You know what I mean? My parents moved me up to New Hampshire, but all my family lives, you know, in like Cambridge, you know, the Boston area.
Okay.
You know, so, and I think that's pretty much a similar, you know, situation with all of us is that it is, you know, we were all, you know,
Ella and I are the only ones that are always from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Born and raised, bro. Granite State. Born and raised.
That's what's happening. So why did you decide that was important to highlight with the name?
Well, I mean, I might, it might be different for a little different for everybody, but when you think of like what we do, we're not necessarily like a band. The way we describe ourselves to other people is like a collective of independent artists. So when you think about a fruit like an apple or a banana, strawberry, you bite into it and that's what you get.
Yeah.
A pomegranate is a pomegranate. And until you actually open it, you don't realize that it's each individual seed that makes that one fruit. So without having each individual piece of us, there is nothing. So pomegranate as a whole, like I said, isn't necessarily a band as much as it could be a movement of just trying to take the best parts of you, focusing on that, sharing them with other people, and watching just this beautiful thing blossom without any effort. Like a book I'm reading right now is
beautiful.
It's like the
here
seven,
you are.
The
here's
seven,
a pomegranate.
Like steps to success. Shout out Aiden Crowley. But there's something... Aiden Crowley's our manager. I love that kid. Yeah, Aiden Crowley.
Shout out Adrian.
Yeah, no, he sent me a book.
And West.
About like the seven spiritual like laws of success. And
Yeah,
I'm not gonna. We don't have time to get into that.
Okay. Well, I got to apologize to your manager and to you, Ev, because I've been hitting you up. I should just be.
It's all good.
I thought you were the head here. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole pomegranate thing really is. It's like it's the whole concept, just is that everything, you know, everybody makes up a piece of the same fruit, you know what I mean? And that is that's very symbolic, very open for interpretation. Like, you know what I mean? It can mean different things for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's relevant in a lot of, you know, mythology, religion. It represents fertility. It represents, you know, good fortune. There's, you know, it's relates to a lot of major, you know, not, I don't know how
far
to say
bidden.
It. Yeah, like
it's the original forbidden fruit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so like,
go check out pomegranate.
Definitely. It honestly hit me one day. Like, dude, the way pomegranate ever hit me was I was writing one day and I wrote pomegranate. It was on this song. It was like pomegranate and grapes. And then I was like, oh, pomegranate. It's just a cool word. Like, I was just kind of thinking about it. And then I was like, oh, pomegranate. Oh, granite state. Like, oh, there might be something there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then I just kind of like, it was the album that me and Brian were working on before, like, we ever really, like, officially came together as a group. And we ended up naming that album Pomegranate Music. And then Joey ended up building the studio. And, like, kind of, we all just kind of, like, incorporated each other. And, you know, Mixwell was doing shows at Carlo Rose. He was DJing shows at Carlo Rose. Me and Della have always made music together. So it was like, kind of just happened in this weird way where all of a sudden it was like, boom, we got to, like,
yeah, we just, like, morph together as a unit without even kind of knowing it.
Yeah, I was wondering how you guys all, like, if you purposely did the Voltron thing or if it just naturally.
I met him from,
like,
I met him at Carlo Rose.
Smoke shop. Carlo Rose, dude. Everybody meets each other through there.
Yeah.
That's like, it's like the hot spot.
Yeah.
I knew Everett, like, back in the day, though. We used to play basketball, like, against each other. We were from different towns. We
rivals,
play, like,
dude.
Pickup. And, like, every time I would see him, I would be like, I do not like this kid. And I'm pretty sure
likewise.
And then, like, my buddy showed me his music once before I went to DJ at his place. And I was, like, listening. I was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I saw the video, and I was just like, this kid?
Did you hate it immediately?
No, I didn't. I was like, I can't hate. It's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Shout out to you for powering through that.
Yeah. And then I walk into Carlo Rose to, like, for the beginning of a night, we have a show, and this kid's behind the DJ booth, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This kid, like, the kid that we always play basketball against, that I hate, all right, whatever. And then he's like, yo, I make beats. And I was like, cool. I checked him out. I was like, oh, they're actually pretty good.
Damn, I can't hate
that. I'm like, dang, he's actually pretty good. Like, I wish he wasn't good, so he'd be like, psh, whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then we ended up linking up, and that's kind of
all right.
Everybody, they're all right. But they, you know, we all ended up coming together and just,
down effect.
we all kind of became closer friends, I think.
You started making music.
Yeah, exactly.
We might be onto something. Because I remember the first time I got into pomegranate and I played
just efficient. It was,
like,
efficient.
Scared. Yeah, I was scared out of my mind. I was so scared.
Stopped it.
Then I played some, and then you played some, and it was like, wow, this is great. And it was just crazy to be surrounded by so much talent. It just took off.
I'm glad you explained that a bit, because I thought pomegranate was a group, but then when I go on the pages, it says record label, and then I know there's a studio, so I wasn't 100% sure. Are you a group, and you're also, like, are you looking to put out other people's music too down the line?
Down the line, for sure. We're kind of looking at it more so like a roster that we can trust. as weird as that is, you know what I mean? Like, we're looking at it like we're all boys. We all trust each other, you know what I mean? And it's not to say that we wouldn't grow, and it's not to say that we wouldn't ever publish for other people or whatever, you know what I mean? Or it's all up in the air, but that's kind of just the flag.
But you might put out solo albums for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of thing is nobody's stuck in the group. Like, oh, you can't go do your own thing. Go do your own thing. But when you come to the studio and it's five people, you're more likely going to work on something that's everybody's on than four of you just looking at the one kid working on it, being like, what are you doing? Like, we all want, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's more organic and more, I feel like, effective and efficient when we all get in the studio, because we're all, you know, we all understand that we can all put something out together and make it dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, before we head into this break, I'm curious. So you all have come together. You're all making music together.
Yeah.
You have a vision. what is your goal making music overall? Like when you guys are making it, what are you doing it for?
I mean,
it might be different for each of you. I don't know, yeah, but
I think it's overall the same. Like we want to have fun and obviously be able to do that, like for a living, and you know,
live life off music,
just for the vibe.
Whether you make a whole bunch of money, but just enough to live, you know, and do that, and not have to worry about, you know, things that come up in life.
Energy from crowds is awesome too. When you perform and you get and you receive energy from a crowd, like, and you know they love the song. You know what I mean? Like having people rapping your lyrics in the front row, that's awesome. You know what I mean? So that's like one of the, you know, obviously like my main reason, like main reasons, but no, go ahead.
I feel like the last show we had was like one of the, maybe not the first times, but like our biggest like crowd reaction and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You
know, like that definitely was cool.
Yeah,
when you see people in the crowd that you don't know singing your stuff, it's pretty cool. But like, I don't know, I guess for me, like individually, the like goal for it is like, I look at that as like what we write and what we produce is art, and I just would like that to get as far and as well spread as possible. I think that's probably my ultimate goal. I don't really have any, you know, definition of number or, you know, goal or achievement set that I'm going to be like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Success, finally. Yeah. Like, it's just more so, like, I think it's something that I've always done, we've always done, and that, you know, the further it gets heard and the further it gets brought through word of mouth and stuff, I think that's going to make it more fulfilling.
Word.
For sure.
Word. So, where can people connect with you that want to connect at?
Pomegranate Records.
On everything?
On everything.
Guys. Yeah.
Spell it right.
Simple, right?
POMAGRANITE
781.
Don't do that.
Pomegranate Records. The spelling of pomegranate was hard enough.
At pomegranate.
Yeah. And if you look us up on like Google or anything, and you type in just regular pom, or you try to spell our name right, it might even bring you to the correct spelling. Like the scientific way of pomegranate. So make sure that Google spelled it wrong for you.
Was it you, Dylan, said, I want to see my name in the search bar?
Yeah.
Was that because of that? You wanted to stop getting autocorrected?
What song was that? Oh, on Trip. Yeah.
Trying to see my name on the search bar, top of the list with the stuff out.
All right, we're going to play this Rest record, and we'll be back after this. You're tuned in to LFOD Radio.
Fresh fade with the roughneck, I'm the plug, I got outlet, I ain't dub, but I'm out here. Work with the kid, don't make me say from where. New hip, the kid, they can't stand it. Yeah, damn clear, the tear, we need airfare. Spirit kill the heir apparent. Y'all just mad, cause y'all got challenge, Northeast with a laid back flow, In my line, I can let y'all know, on the drink tape, first front row. When I put a bottle in the guillotine, joke like, oh, me amigos wanna pass it, see no drop dimes like Dan Marino. Heat of the moment, I'm leaving the opponents forever, I determine evil.
Started with the background, took some moments to the bank. Throw the ball and hit the way, if we burn it down, we'll the whole ship sink. Keep my head down and keep on rolling. Keep the boat float against the tide. The checks about to vest, the comma showing. Lights up, taking off my PJ, no time.
Nah, they ain't learning. I word it like a brain surgeon. Whip shit precision, still swigging when them lanes swerving. Palms itching, flick my bick, I get my flame burning. Four finger ring like Daddy Kane, nah, they ain't heard me. Y'all better sit down, tryna talk that shit while I'm out of town. Gotta ride with the click, finna flood that wrist, and I'm only rocking with the common ground. Sleep, live in the Northeast. Wake up, home, gotta reach. Often and all y'all talk is weak. I'ma wait a minute, let the dollar speak. Like,
started with the bag for the moment. Took some moments to the bank. Load up on the hill, no way, no. If we burn it down, will the whole ship sink? Keep my head down and keep on rolling. Keep the boat float against the tide. Checks about to vest, the comma showing. Lights out, taking off my PJ, no time.
In a couple years, my friends gon' be rich in about a year. This shit getting sick with the temperature. Funny now they look when we up in here, yeah, hey. I'ma flood my wrist in a couple years. My friends gon' be rich in about a year. This shit getting sick with the temperature.
temperature. Funny now that look where we up in here, yeah.
FOD Radio. We got Pomegranate with us. It's going well, guys. I'm liking this. I've always had like some curiosity about what y'all are up to, so it's cool to hear it. And it's dope that you guys are testing yourselves out there like that, because it is easy to do a big fish, small pond thing and feel like you're, you know. So
for sure,
would definitely recommend it to all artists. Go out there and see what's going on. Even different state, like, and keep pushing, get better.
You want
Don't let it discourage you. Just if you do get blown out of the water, just like, okay.
I feel like that's more motivation.
Always a bigger
definitely, yeah.
It's motivation, trust me.
You never know. But so this is the most important question. I usually wait a bit, but we're going to ask this first because you guys might have a long answer. We ask everyone that comes through. You're on LFOD, Live Free or Die Radio. What does Live Free or Die mean to you? One at a time, though.
One at a time.
Who wants to go first?
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
You were ready.
Yeah, go ahead. I wasn't ready. I just made a noise. I don't even know.
That means you're ready.
I think you did this in an interview before, I thought.
Yeah, and I forget what my answer was.
It's an unreleased answer.
There's a Pomegranate interview that will drop at an undisclosed time. But it's one-on-one.
When we pull up next year, he'll be like, drop that.
Free or die. I don't know. I mean, I just go with it, man. I just go with the flow, bro.
Okay.
And just kind of like, you only live once.
That's YOLO.
YOLO.
So the dude from the born and raised turned it into YOLO.
Born and raised, bro.
All right, I guess I got a good input on this. All right, so it is our state motto, right? Live free or die. I personally think New Hampshire in general as like a government doesn't really live by that. But okay. for like and so the, on the on the on the on the I guess like symbolism or you know the how I interpret that motto by itself because it is pretty powerful. I say, you know, like live and achieve what you feel you deserve to achieve. And if someone gets in your way, then you either
die for it,
get through them, or you die.
Okay.
And as that seems dramatic, but like that's how I've always interpreted it. It's something that we hear a lot, you know, being in the area. Oh, live for your die. It's on all everybody's license plate. It's on everybody's license.
Yeah.
On like my leg.
Yeah. It's on when you come in the state. You know, we live on the border. We see it every day. Crossing the state borders, Mass and New Hampshire. Live for your die, and it is. It's a big statement, but.
I know you don't really think about it that much, though. When you're,
but you still
you know
get arrested.
I mean?
You still get arrested
from
for
the
weed.
Area.
You still get arrested for weed.
You still get arrested for pot. Yeah.
So you're thinking, yeah, you're basically it's you or me.
Yeah. I think so. I think ultimately that's what I would say. Yeah, it's you or me. Yeah, let me live or I'm gonna have to try to fix my conditions.
Yep.
And if that involves me dying, that's me dying.
Yeah.
Right.
Can I throw my 2 cents?
Yeah.
No,
you're put on Earth to do one thing, and whatever that thing is, I think that's what you need to figure out. And like
freely.
That's that live part, and it could be to do nothing, it could be to raise a family, it could be to make music.
Exactly.
But that is the live part, and if you're not necessarily open to trying to figure out whatever that is for you, and you're just gonna live as far as exist, then you're going to slowly die. Because
right.
You're going to be very unhappy and unfulfilled with why you won the lottery, as far as Gary Vee says it, 1 in 700 trillion. Like, you could have been a rock, but you're a human. So, figure out what it is that you can do to make an impact on either your life or the world. That's my live for your die.
Yeah, I got a very similar one. I was going to say that, like, find what your purpose is and do what makes you happy. A little more simple, but
I like that.
Yeah, let's hear Mr. Rocks.
Damn, those are way better than YOLO, bro.
YOLO.
So live free or die. Live free or die is you can walk into a store in New Hampshire and buy a gun right away. Can't really do that in many places. Pretty wild. Thought I'd just throw that out there.
That's
but
wild.
On top of that, they're trying to make it so like live free or die is you can do whatever you want. As long as you're not hurting anybody, you're respecting others, and you just haven't, you're just going to try to make the world a better place.
Yeah, but don't
smoke. Don't smoke marijuana though.
Don't smoke pot.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, look for your. It's
one or the
heavy
other,
statement.
Dude. Don't smoke pot unless you want to die.
Word.
The public service announcement.
It's funny because the New Hampshire perspective. Like, I
well,
like
buy all the guns. Remember.
Yeah, his point is that you can go in like a convenience store and buy a gun, but you know they restrict you on what plant you can smoke.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
Walmart.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying not at a convenience store, but I'm saying it's like a convenience store. You can go in and get it. It's as common as a transaction as a convenience store.
Skittles
is what I mean
Glock.
To say.
Right.
Get Cottonelle,
you know?
And a Glock at the same place.
Yeah,
take a pack of Marv Lights and
Maine's pretty
Glock
easy
9.
Too.
Maine, but they got acres and acres. Of marijuana, so they're all chill. Nobody's shooting each other.
I was just gonna say. So we've been asking that question for like 2 years now, and it's mostly people that aren't from New Hampshire answering it. And you get, and it's been cool to hear like them rattle it through, and then end up kind of in line with that, like kind of like express yourself or you're gonna die is like where it kind of lands. But the dudes from New Hampshire always either. Like have not thought about it. They
exactly.
Just are it or they start talking about like the government.
Trust me.
And then shout out to Justin Clancy who literally brought it down to just like, you know, like what does live for your die mean to you? And he's like, cheap booze, cigarettes. Like he just came out of the border.
Seriously.
Like,
yeah. You get Marlboros for $6 a pack.
Like a
you get a 30
PBD
rack
kid.
For $17 at Walmart.
Now it's the only place you can get Juul pods. They
oh yeah.
Yeah.
December 11th. They're back, I guess. No flavors though. And no menthols
tax.
Anymore.
70% tax on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not shout out to Loman. Run the Juuls out now.
Yeah.
No, no, that's a clever. Real beat tape you dropped. Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, shout out to Loman.
I like that.
I know, like, it has made it to Run the Jewels. I don't know if they've listened to it yet, yeah, but they really have it. Okay. We haven't gotten commentary. But is there anything y'all wanted to say that you didn't before we get out of here?
Go listen to our music. I'm sure we said that a bunch
you
of times.
That.
But you, yeah, go listen to it again. All right.
Yeah. Don't forget why they're here. They're promoting.
I'm sure you'll like at least 5 songs out of our maybe 20 that we have up. Guaranteed.
You'll like them all.
Probably more.
Yeah, that's a good low percentage. If we were playing baseball, that'd be average at best.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Hey, so all I'm saying is, for the average person that doesn't listen to hip hop,
yeah,
it doesn't like a grandfather, guarantee you he'll love
a grandfather.
Dad loves
oh my, no. All right. So yeah,
grandfather.
I think you're not gonna pitch it better than that.
Yeah, just like I think what Joey meant to say was go visit your grandfather
and show him
our music and make him listen to it. I don't think he said our music's designed for old people.
That's pomegranate's message.
A fire TikTok challenge for y'all.
Oh, look
just
at that.
Get bring the old nice folks yep. rocking out to pomegranate.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't air that part. Don't air this part.
Oh, no, this is out there. It's a race now.
Hey, my grandmother lives in Florida. It's going
to
be
get
perfect.
Get to your grandparents and film them.
Joey's grandmother's wrestling an alligator.
Yeah.
Listening to pomegranate. I got the drink.
Guys, we're not going to close it any better than that. So,
thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for coming through, y'all.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Very dope. We got some extra bars from any of you?
Extra bars for sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we'll be back next week with more. We're actually dropping a crew mix next week. It's just going to be me, A-Ball, and Amanda letting y'all know about some upcoming things. One of them being December 17th. We're live at the WBUR City Space. That's right on Comm Ave, right on BU campus. We'll be doing a live State of New England Hip Hop podcast. That's going to be me moderating, and we're going to have Brandon Matthews, a.k.a. Bedlam. We're going to have Dart Adams. We're going to have Jessica Richards, Latrell James, and Oompa. I'm going to be talking about, you know, some behind-the-scenes, you know, business-type conversations of what things are going on now, where they could be heading. It's free. You do need to RSVP, though. If you do not, they'll have you do it at the door. And with the way the weather's been going, you're not going to want to do that. But pretty good capacity there. But still, you want to get those tickets. Everyone in that room is going to be about, you know, their business. So you're going to want to link up with them. And you're going to catch some gems. Paranom will be closing it out with a performance. We're on most podcast apps. I would subscribe so you get these right away. They drop, you know, probably like 2 a.m. Tuesday morning. We start sharing it, you know, closer to 7 when people are waking up. If you're a night owl, you can get right on it. We're on pretty much all of them. If you can't find us, let us know and we'll get it added. We're at LFOD Radio or LFOD Life on Facebook. I'd even subscribe to YouTube if you haven't checked that out yet. We got video from these interviews. We got extra bars, live event footage, and more. And then once again, shout out to the patrons. If you don't know what that means, patreon.com/LFOD life. We got a lot of dope stuff going on there. And artists and managers, submissions@LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. That's where we get it all. And shout out the record company one final time. We're in their temporary home now. They'll be back in their new digs this summer. And yeah, thank y'all. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, 100.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Live free or die.
Thank you, Uncle.
Hey, that's me.
Thanks, Uncle.
I'm your uncle.
He's Uncle Mixy, too.
Yeah, this is Uncle Mixwell.
Yeah,
so.
Way to go.
Shout out to LFOD Radio. We in the building.
Millennials. That's Robbie Nelson. Robbie Nelson.
I'm the kind of guy that your parents like to meet.
here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
¶¶